We left off yesterday with a tremendous chiddush of the Rashba, where he puts the brakes on the dinim of chaktochas. What forced him to put the brakes on chaktochas, whether the Vicheska Shibbal Torah, whether we thought the Rashba Shibbal Torah was, the bottom line is the Rashba is compelled in Shabbos Kuf Dalet to tell us that there are cases that we would have otherwise thought were classic examples of chaktochas are in fact not the case. And those two cases, which are not chesronos of chaktochas, or the chapter off the top of the ches, turning into two zayins, and the chapter off the back of the dalon, turning into a resh. Why are those not chaktochas? And Rashba said, because the os was basically written already. It was written the kashrus, and now something went wrong a little bit. But going wrong, that's not this batla os. That was the language that other rishonim used, this batla os. Other sugyas we heard of that idea, but the Rashba didn't buy into that. The Rashba said, the os was there. It was there, it is there, it will be, it's there, it'll be as goel. And right now it's in a state of pasulos because it's touching something else, or right now it resembles another. Whatever the case may be, just chisel away a little bit. That's not called asiyas aisa dechaktocha. That wouldn't pose a problem. That was the basic theory of the Rashba. But again, what forced him, what compelled him to say that? That was yesterday's shiur, but lemaisi said it. Bottom line, he said it. So we said at the end of shiur yesterday that the Rosh was the bapsulukta of the Rashba, because the Rosh says that once Nuffle tipas dio al os, the game's over, the os is gone, and then reforming it to chaktoichas is analogous to writing a letter to chaktoichas. But even though the Rosh was the biggest machmir in the sugya of chaktoichas, the Rosh himself does have a kula. The Rosh himself says that what if you have two letters that were really actually akasha? There's really nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with them except the fact that they're posel min haTorah. Why are they posel min haTorah? Because of the move of gvil, because they're not surrounded by cloth. So that's a Gemara in Maseches Berachos Daf Chaf Tes, where Kol Osha Eibul Kepes Gvil is Psula. That's a Dibin HaTorah. So says the Rosh, yeah, but there the letter was really kosher. Each letter beyat Tzmusa is really kosher. There's a external superimposed Psul of Gvil. That's okay. Megar Ben Advekis. That's just this removing the things that are stuck together. That itself is not considered to be a Pavel Chaf Tes. So if we would just present the sugi the way we left it off yesterday, the Rashba is an unbelievable makel. The Rosh is a kind of a machmir, but then even the Rosh concedes a little bit to the Rashba, at least chush in a case where it's just the gears. But again, according to the Rosh, the key thing was it's a daini keres teresa ice. But now you have to read more to the picture, and you have to read Chumash Rashba. Everyone read the whole Chumash Rashba, like 5 pages. Okay, so everyone read a little bit of Chumash Rashba, and everyone looked up the Yerushalmi, and everyone figured out exactly what the Rashba was talking about. So we're gonna try to consolidate what the Rashba says in a long, long, long tshuva. But the Rashba develops the following yisod. He didn't make it up. He claims the Rishalmi says it. Is the following yisod. He says that when you write a letter, bekashus, 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 guys, the letter was good, 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 and at the last second, something goes wrong. So that letter was written bekashus. And that's important in the language of the Rashba, because again, as long as the letter was written b'kasherus, even though something may have occurred later that right now I can't use it, so that's gonna circumvent chaktoichas issues. But the Rashba introduces a new point into this chalent. What if I wrote a letter and I already got off on the wrong foot? I started off already with the problem. B'tchilas k'sibas ha'os, the first thing I did was something that's already problematic. So then, the halacha says the entire os was written b'paslos. So now you want to take an os that was written b'paslos and you want to be machshirit? And you want to machshirit to chaktochos? That's no good. You can't create a letter from scratch. Das al zenem exists because of chaslo v'chokok. So if the letter was written b'kashrus and a problem happened later, but if it starts with psul, and the whole duration of the letter is written in the state of paslos, so you can't just hide behind, oh, that's not chaktoich, I'm just removing ink. No. That's called writing a letter through chaktoichas. So this is just, up in the air a little bit. The Rashba begins to put some practical applications. Says the Rashba, we have a marker here. No marker, okay. Express permission from MTA, okay? So I need a good letter to think of. I'm not even sure which one to start with. It's too complicated. I'll start with the first two letters. Torah, Beis and Reish. But we're not going to write them this way. We're going to write. Okay. not a perfect replica of a maid, but close enough for our purposes. All right? So I wrote a bays. Bays is great, right? Nothing wrong with it. You want to make it a little nicer? Yeah, I understand. It's kosher letter. Now, I write on the line underneath it, I'm going to write a resh. Is this base kosher or apostle?
Apostle.
It's touching, right? Okay, let's be real. Is this resh, kosher or apostle? Are all psulim created equal? Are they the same type of psul? What's the difference between the two? What?
The base was written.
The bays was written in kashrus, and then something went wrong afterwards. The reish, from its very onset, it wasn't even a reish yet. It already was out of the box. It was already disqualified before it even got the shem reish on it. Says the Rashba, is there anything wrong in terms of chaktochos with just erasing this little shvatei, a little razor blade, and just erasing the little negiah between them? So says the Rashba, depends. From the vantage point of the bays, not so terrible. From the vantage point of the
reish,
not so good, right? So state in the Rashba. And the Rashba claims this based on Rishalva Sechas. Gilad claims that there's such a chiluk. So now we're having almost like a third possibility here in terms of Tekach Haftoichas. Yesterday we just read that one liner in the Rashba's quoted by the Rad and Shabbos that says that basically, Nagiyas are not a problem. Nothing's a problem. Everything's hunky-dory. As long as you didn't form the letter through Chachtoich, everything's great. And the Rush said, no, what are you talking about? Of course you can't form letters through Chachtoich, but just to be Lagar ben Advekas, just to separate between letters that are touching, that's perfect. Now the Rush and the Tshuva is somewhere in the middle. The Rush and the Tshuva says that if it was any letter that was written by Psul becomes problematic, Chachtoich, and anyone that not is not a problem, not a concern with Chachtoich. So if the Rush would have stopped at that point, it would have said, interesting, third interesting approach, based on Rishami and Shalom Yisrael. Rashba goes one step further. Rashba says that whenever you have a kind of a problem that the oath was basically written, the kashrus, and something happened, the negiah happened afterwards, so lechor, the letter's possible, right? That's not a question. Go, osh, evo, kevis, vil, is possible. How could you say it's not possible? All the Rashba is telling you is that if you want to fix it, you don't have to erase the whole thing. You can just do a mir chaktoich, a little surgery. That's the pashas of the day. Does the Rashba not tell you a secret? You theoretically could be machshir this letter without rewriting it. All you have to do is just take a razor blade. That would be perfectly okay, says the Rashba based on the Rishab, because it was written by kashrus. It's so easy to do that. You could do it. It's a cinch to do that. What's the next line out of the Rashba? You don't even have to bother doing it. Don't even waste your time doing it. Why? The Rashba quotes an amazing principle. Everyone read Shuvah Rashba? You didn't read that Shuvah Rashba? Call a roy labila, ain bil makevus bo. I have flour, I have oil. It's so easy for me to mix them together. If I mix them together, it'll work. I'll have no problems, no qualms. Nothing's going to go wrong with mixing the flour and the oil together. Yeah, you don't have to bother doing it. That's what Kol Bila means. You don't have to bother doing it. When is it a problem? It's a problem when I have so much flour and so little oil. If I would try to mix it, I couldn't mix it. So the inability, the physical inability to mix it, now disqualifies. That's called Eder Bila. Says the Rashbi, took it right out of Masechas Benochas. He said, just as in Uchas Benochas, we have these two rules, Kol Bila, Kosh Eder Bila. We have similar rules in Uchas Safras as well. Kolzman, that you could be Megarer, it's so easy to be Megarer because the letter was written by kashrus, don't even have to bother being Megarer. But if the letter was written the Paslus, that you have to be Megarer, then and only then it's possible the way it is, and then and only then you're talking not allowed to be Megarer. Is this what you're talking? Says the Rashba. Now you have to begin to look at any and every letter and ask yourself, how exactly did this negiah take place? When did this negiah take place? In theory, you could have the following. You could have a bays. Bays is written beautifully, right? A beautiful bays. I think you make it a little bit nicer. A beautiful bays. Okay? And nothing touching it. Everything's hunky-dory. Everything's great. Okay, good. All right? I'm writing a beautiful reish. Too far away, sorry. I'm writing a beautiful reish, beautiful. Ah, what a good. That's what I secret. If I would stop right then and there, beautiful reish. Is it kosher? What's wrong with it? It's a reish to me, right? But I didn't stop then and there. What did I do? I got my reish in my chaktoches machine. So I take my reish. And for some silly reason, I keep on going. And I'm good. Would anyone have any questions about this race yet? So far, so good. Anyone have a problem with that race? It's touching. Gadol! Mishnah Kolois Shemel Kavas Gvil Posel. It's Posel de Raisa. Also, the Taz got to go to Shemus, right? Says the Rosh Hashanah. Is the Beis written in Bekashrus?
Yes.
Is the race written in Bekashrus? Is the Beis kosher now? Is the Reish kosher now? What do you mean by it's not Mukavis Gvil? What's the answer? It's so easy to fix. Just take a little. Can I do that, says the Rashi? Would that be perfectly okay?
Yes.
You don't have to bother doing it. Call a Royal Labila and do it like Mukavis Gvil.
Why is that okay with that Reish?
Because this Reish already bumped into trouble before it was formed as a Reish. So says the Rashba, now, before you pass in any Muk of Gvil Shaila, you have to ask yourself the Chaktocha Shaila first. If it would be okay to be Chak these Tochos, if it would be okay to take a eraser out, then it's not a Muk of Gvil problem. Only time Muk of Gvil is a problem is because there's a pre-existing Nidav Chaktocha. Everyone saw the Rashba, finish your Rashba. That's where it's Haish and Rishalmi and Maseches Megillah. Now, one can argue with the Rashba in both directions. One can argue with the Rashba and say, like the Rush, one could say that the Rush never heard this thing, never heard of such a story. Ma'isaloch, the Rush says, any time you separate letters, it's always, as long as the letters are basically there, even though there's a little bit of negiah, that's not called chatoch. So you could say that, or maybe you could argue against the Rashba and Chumra that even separating menat vekas is a problem of chatoch. I'm not sure which way to go, but the Rashba's compromise is quite sembach chudash. So where do we go with this Rashba now? What's that take of this Rashba? So in Shulchan Aruch, this Rashba is not quoted. We don't accept this Rashba l'halacha. Because according to the Rashba, what comes out is that you can have a negi of two letters that's technically kosher. As long as it passed the test of nichta b'kashrus, as long as you can apply kolorei l'bila, so the letter, it's touchy, it's mamish touchy, and it's kosher. And that's what Yerushalmi says. You know you don't follow that? Because all the other Yerushalmi say, but the Bavli doesn't mention this. The Bavli says, b'sechs b'rachtav chotes, kol o she'enu l'kef es gvil p'sula. The Bavli doesn't say Hachem by Eskida, Bekashas, but Pasach. The whole Shtigl Torah was a Talmud Rishalmi Dick invention that the Rashba discovered, and the Chachmei Bavli never heard of this. This doesn't appear anywhere in Shas Bavli. The whole Sugya Maseches Berachos doesn't mention a word about this, and therefore Shulchan Aruch the Rashba is rejected. But just because he's rejected in Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean it disappears at the Tener in the following context. And now we need just a little bit of a background. We wrap up the Sugya and try to get into the next Sugya. A little bit of a background. The standards of kashrus, of osios, are identical in the Chasei Torah to all the mezuzahs. Whatever those standards are, whatever they derive from, whatever the psukim alachim, whatever the dinim are, the governor of osios, are identical in the Torah to all the mezuzahs. There's one very, very tiny, small nuance of a difference, that there's no dinim shloka sidron by Sefer Torah. By Torah mezuzahs, you have to write everything in the right order, but that's external, that's not a 10-chance part of our discussion. So the standards of being a kosher Sefer Torah, the same as Tulum Mezuzahs, and the Mishnah says Mefevish, Afilo Isachas Makiv. If you're missing one letter in Tulum Mezuzahs, the whole Sefer Tulum Mezuzahs are possible in the Torah. If you're missing one letter in Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah is possible in the Torah. Okay, so I have a Sefer Torah, it's possible in the Torah. Therefore, what? So this is where the Rishonim part ways. Some of the Rishonim say it's possible, so you can't use it. What can you not use it for? You can't use it for Hakel. You can't use it to fulfill your mitzvah derai succeed in Sefer Torah. You can't use it for Parshas Zohar, Parshas Parah. And you can't use it for a laning on Thursday of Parshas Vayikra, or today's Rosh Chodesh. You can't use a Kriyas Torah. Kriyas Torah is only a dibbe de Rabbanan. The Tachanis of Chumim was, you have to lane from a Sefer Torah. If it's not a Sefer Torah, you can't lane Kriyas Torah from it. It's a Chumash. That's what most of the Rishayim say. Anyone know who disagrees? The Rambam. The Rambam writes that the medva memurim sefer Torah has to be up to par. It can't be missing a letter or nothing. That's if you want to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. See, the sefer Torah, want to learn Hakel? Kriyas Deraisas. Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah with the Rabbanon. Chazal Mitzvah, it looks like a Sefer Torah. It's pretty close. It's missing a few words, a few letters here and there. I'm missing most of it, whatever. I'm not sure what the shiur is. But just because it's missing a little bit here and there, you can still fulfill the mitzvah of the Rabbanon Kriyas HaTorah with it. Zohar Shteh Pefeirish in the Rambam, in the Tshuva. The Tshuva is a Rambam, but he says black and white, that B'med Ramum, you need a Kar Sefer Torah, not for Kriyas HaTorah proper. So most of the Risharim hold you do need a Kar Sefer Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, and the Rambam disagrees. Strangely enough, the Rambam in Mishneh Torah disagrees with what he says in the Tshuva. In Mishneh Torah, he actually sides with all the other Rishonim, which throws a serious curveball at the validity of that Tshuva, because the Rambam, you know, wrote a lot of Tshuvas, and like everybody else, people change their minds. But the Rambam wrote a Mishneh Torah later in his life. We usually assume that's the most authoritative work that came out of the Rambam. So sometimes there are stereos between Rambam and Perashat Mishnayos in Mishneh Torah. The Rambam wrote Perashat Mishnayos in his 20s, he wrote Mishneh Torah in his 40s. So we assume that what he wrote later in life was the more authoritative. So the Tshuvas, we don't know when the Tshuva was written, but we do know what it says in his Sefer Halacha. He writes in Mishneh Torah, everything I'm telling you, this is the final Halacha. So you have to follow what it says in Mishneh Torah. So Halacha Lemaisa, we don't really accept this Tshuva as a Rambam. We assume a Sefer Torah has to be up to par, even for the purpose of the mitzvah of the Rabbanon of Kriyas HaTorah. However, come the Acharonim and say, even though we don't really accept this parish of this Tshuva Seir Rambam, or the other few other Rishonim here on the other side of that Tshuva Seir Rambam, we disfake la nafka. It means there's a certain degree of shasat chak to that Rambam, and Rambam wasn't only Tshuva Seir Rambam. There were a few other Rishonim side that way as well. And therefore, there's a lingo that appears in Uchus Kriyas HaTorah, Mishnah Berurah quotes it from Mir Pirkei Avot, all the Acharonim with the following lashon, that if we have a Sefer Torah that's missing a word, missing a letter, we're not going to take it out the lane. We're not going to make brachas and lane from a Sefer Torah that's possible. But what if we have a Sefer Torah in the middle of laning and we find a questionable os? So Shaila, when is this kosher or not? You want examples of questionable os? 100,000 examples. Machlokes when this year is kosher, machlokes when this is kosher. Maybe a half a dozen examples of machlokes about certain letters, certain ideas. So what should we do about that? So there's a lingo in the Gedolei HaPoskim, as quoted by the Mishnah Berurah Torah, as follows. We will let you continue to lane. You don't have to make a whole scene in shul, a whole tataram, wrap the Sefer Torah up, put the gartlon, embarrass the Sefer Torah, put it back in the Yer Kodesh, take another and the brat. You don't have to do all that. Provided that there are some shittas that say that the letter is kosher. As long as somebody out there holds that the letter is kosher, then Zelzain, so we'll let you continue to lane. So that becomes now very, very important. Because when we have shilas in a Sefer Torah, all of a sudden I see two letters that are touching. So the initial reaction is, Gaval, that's puzzle, it's puzzle, chol hadeis. Nobody holds its kosher, therefore we have to put it away. Not so fast. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Be'aloch, and the Mishnah Berurah. If there are some shitas out there that hold that it's kosher, we can be mitzarev, it's a shtichos fake sveika, we mitzarev together the shitas Tshuva Seir Rambam, that probably the Rambam backed out from, we mitzarev that shita of Das Yochids together with the shittas that say the letter is kosher the way it is now, and Shalom Yisrael will continue to lay. So one of the examples that the Mishnah Berurah highlights that we're willing to do, we're comfortable doing that is this Tshuva Seir Rashba. That if you have a letter that the negiah happens after the letter was already completed, so technically speaking, the Rashba holds kosher. If you ask the Rashba, it's good you're still in this also according to the Rashba. Because there's no chaktaychas, there's no color relevance, there's color relevila, there's no mukhaf gil problem. The Rashba would say that this is kosher lechachil for tefillin, and you're going to tell me you're going to put it away for Kriyas HaTorah? So Mishnah Berurah says, it's okay. The show may go on, you can continue.
That's a big punishment for the Baal Kerah to be making.
Usually the rabbi's the one who makes it. Right, so the rabbi's got those on the
fly. Every single letter is going to, your stomach has a different din, right?
On the fly, right? So I don't know the answer. Rabbi Willie once told me that the only shiloh that a Rav has to know how to paskin without any hesitation is shilohs in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Because there is no time to ask for another opinion, there's no time to make a phone call, there's no time to anything, no time to build it up in the Sefer. Good. All right. And hope the Baal Kerah doesn't notice anything. Yeah.
This may be a little off topic.
It's totally fine. I would never think of doing that, but if you want to do that, we're learning Kiddush
Chafen. The question of Bila is sort of like, is a chiddush. I mean, right. It's sort of right. The, you know, it's not intuitive. But it seems to be, when they say
Bila,
okay, that's the
difference. You're Mechavi to Taisus Kasha. Taisus would disagree with the Shimon's Rashi. Taisus says, Kolorella Bila is a Pasuk. You got to find a Pasuk, and Taisus will turn the world upside down to find a Pasuk to apply it. So you're right. The Shimon's Rashi was not looking at it through the eyes of Taisus. No question about it. That's what you meant. It was not off the top of the wall. Very good. Then there is a line, again, we're not, I don't want to continue the point of detail, intricacies of Chizkiris HaTorah right now. In tucked away in that long Mishavura and Hukas Kriyas HaTorah, he throws out another line and he says that, and by the way, that even if the Negiah happened with Chilas Ha'os, there are some who say he can leave it, then also I continue to lane. I have never found anyone who actually says that. I don't know which Rishon he's referring to. The Rashba doesn't say it, the Rosh for sure doesn't say it. I have no idea who he's referring to. So I don't know, Starchi, I don't know if that Mishavura meant with that line. But when he says the line about the Rashba here, when the Giyab is Besophos, I'll tell you one more share, one more story with you, and then we'll move on to the next thing. Okay.
When writing a letter, if I see a letter that looks like that, meaning, is it possible he wrote it backwards, or is that a question?
What?
Meaning, what if you start from the bottom of the Rish, then it's a puzzle.
Nobody starts writing from the bottom of the Rish. Okay, good. Everybody said one last Tikkun. Classic, I have two letters that touch. Leaving the Rashba, I think, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tefillin, we don't really hold like this Rashba. This is like a Shas al Chach, Tziruf Hashita, Sfeik Sfeikas, we don't really hold like this Rashba. So what will we tell you to do right now? What will we tell you to do? So it's not Shabbos. What will we tell you to do?
Separate it.
Why? Because we do Paskin in Shulchan Aruch like who? Like the Rosh. Let me ask you a funny question now. This case over here, what would the Rosh tell you to do if you found this on Tuesday? Probably on Monday. If you found it on Monday, Christopher, what would he tell you to do? Just take a little square, little razor blade and separate between the two, right? The Rosh said, I can still do it. This is not off the top, this is the Rosh again. The Rosh says, when you have Megiyas, take a razor blade, as long as it's Nika Tuz, just separate them, right? Now I'm going to turn the tables over. What would the Rashba say to do now?
It's the Rish
is
plus.
What would he say to do?
Leave it.
He said to leave it? How could he say to leave it? What was the problem? The Rish was written by Paslos. So what would he say? You can't leave it, but what else can't you do according to the Rashba?
You can't fix it by scraping.
You can't scrape it either. Because remember, the Rashba was a shtickle machmer also. The Rashba said, any Negia that starts out the Ost Bepaslos, the Ost is written in the state of Paslos, the Ost is called the Ost Pasol, and now any fixing it is called Chachtoichus. So here comes out the Rosh is more mekel in the Rashba. If the Negiah happens with Chilas Ost, according to the Rosh, you can just fix it, no problem. You can't leave it the way it is, but you have to scratch it out. And the Rashba would be the more Machmer. So if the Ost, if the Pasol happens with Sofa Ost, then the Rashba is the mekel, leave it the way it is, and the Rosh is the Machmer, you have to fix it. If the Negiah happens with Chilas Ha'os, the Rosh is the more make, you can fix it. According to the Rashba, you can't fix it. According to the Rashba, you have to erase the whole thing and start over again. Everyone chapter, everyone realize that? Because the Rashba is very into this Tchil and Sof story. So bottom line, it's Halacha L'maaseh. A base on top, Resh on the bottom. I know for a fact this Resh is B'paslos. Can I take out the razor blade or not? What's the answer according to the Rosh? Yes, according to the Rashba, no. So Machlokes on the level of their Isis. That called Chag Teuches. The Rosh said that's not called Chag Teuches. Negiyas Isis is Nishkeim Chag Teuches. And the Rashba says it was written by Psul. Yes, it is Chag Teuches.
But according to the Rosh, the Rosh, we can get rid of the entire Resh and restart?
Yeah, if you want to start over again.
You can keep the Beis.
Yeah.
The Beis and Tech Leis Kasher, right? Good to Rashba. So hold off, guys. Everyone, I want everyone to understand that one, the Kuda, okay?
What's the if that's the beginning of those?
The Rashba is Yerushalmi, that any that's written by Psul is disaster. The Rosh never heard of that disaster. The Rosh says, if it's just touching, you can erase. So, Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tefillin, so the Rambam Beis Hilchos Tefillin quotes the Rosh Lahalacha. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch writes that if you have two letters that are touching, as long as they're still legible, it doesn't matter whether it's Betchilas, Besop, none of that matters, the Shulchan Aruch says. Take out a razor blade and simply erase it. As long as the letters are basically legible on their own, a little bit of a Negiah Daka, take out a razor blade and just erase. And the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Tefillin are perfectly kosher. And the mezuzah is perfectly kosher. And according to the Rashba, the Apostle and the Torah. Okay, but in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Taz, the Bagan Avram, everyone goes along that we follow the Rosh. We don't accept the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbein Lekul, Rabbein Lechumra, except for that quirk in Ochus Kriyas HaTorah. But fundamentally, we hold like the Rosh, and therefore just take out a razor blade, erase between the two, and Shalom Yisrael. Yeah.
Everyone agrees that this is what the Rishalmi says, it's just that we don't pass.
It's not clear what the Rishalmi said, and it's not even clear if that's what it said or whether we should follow the Rishalmi. Okay? It's not at all clear. It's not at all clear. So again, I want to just, this last akudah by saying. So Shavarach and Uchustol is Mekil. Outright Mekil. Just take a razor blade and I was with Bipsul. Who cares? Forget the Rosh, forget the Rishami. Comes to Mishnah Berurah. And the Be'er Loch and Simon Levin Beis, and he says, you know, the Rashba is still the Rashba. So Rishami maybe said it. Why is the Shulchan Aruch so cavalier and so mekil, so outright, you know, lenient about this topic? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a whole slew of acharonim who say, you want to know why the Shulchan Aruch was so mekil? Because what's your other choice? I'm going to be really machba like the Rashba. I'm going to, what would the Rashba tell you to do? No problem. Erase the letter entirely and start over again. What's the problem? What? No, it's tefillin. I'm opening up a pair of tefillin. I know this is a little bit of a negiah. It was a negiah of apostolos. The Rosh says just take a razor blade and separate. And the Rashba says, what should you do? Who said throw it? Oh, the Rashba would say, erase the letter and then rewrite it. No, he wouldn't. Because to rewrite is a psul derais of Shaloka Sidron. Says the Bishabu Zacharonim, but man, the Ramu the Shulchan Aruch was so makil. Because he was in Sivan Lama Beis, it's a Nuchas Tefillin. So you have no choice. So Nuchas Tefillin, you have mamish no choice. It's either throw the $2,000 pair of Tefillin to the garbage, it's the Sheamus, or rely on the Rush, which is the Nikra did. And Nuchas Kriyas HaTorah. He says, what's the big deal? Get a surfer to come in there, erase the entire Reish, write it over again, and it'll be kosher. Why do you want to have a Sefer Torah? It's possible according to Hefter Rishami, according to the Rashba's Rishami. Why do you need a Sefer Torah? It's possible like that. So Mishnah Berurah says it's a nearer light that we shouldn't be so maker like the Shulchan Aruch. We could, in Uchas Tefillin, as long as we're stuck, we're in the corner, checkmate, okay, I have no choice. Uchas Kriyas HaTorah, it's so easy not to rely on the Rashba, it's so easy to be chayshish with the Rashba. Okay? So you're probably wondering, why, like, have we veered so off the topic that I'm not giving a shiur in Uchas Safras, right? Like, why am I telling you this? So I want to share with you the following story. Anyone know the story?
Heavy's first time. What? Bergenfield?
No, not in Bergenfield. It was, the story was my first summer in Ensis Wakola. Okay, I go back, I don't know, 15 years, 14, 15, whatever it was. First summer in Ensis Wakola. We had a teul up to the north. And it was an overnight teul in those days. That's like we said, overnight teul. So we stayed in this place, this you know, shop, some place, boonies, like it was like a half a kilometer away from Lebanon. Well, you know, in the they call it Esba Galil. So, well, I'm sure all the tippy top of the Galil, and then some. The closest main city was Beirut at that point. Anyway, so we're there, and it was a Monday morning. It was a Sunday night, you know, whatever. Monday or Thursday, and there was an early minyan for all the guys who went on the big hikes. You know, the guys wake up 4 in the morning and they're down very, very early in Asika, and they went off on the hike. And of course, I was not part of that. I was part of the guys who went to the chocolate factory, you know, at 10 o'clock in the morning, a little lighter family deal. But I got the heads up, coming to Shacharis, that there was a problem with the Sefer Torah that morning in the Moshav. And there were no other people. It was like a guest house for the Moshav. Like, it was that sort of like this little motel. So there weren't like any players for the Moshav there. It was just a bunch of, you know, 30, 40 guys who were trying to climb a mountain at 4 o'clock in the morning. They were diving with Kriyas HaTorah, and I got the word there was a problem with the Sefer Torah. So take a look at the second line, whatever it was, Pashas Batas, I remember. Take a look, and you'll see exactly what we mean. So I opened it up. I looked. I thought exactly what it was. It was two letters that were touching in a way that the letters were definitely recognizable. The letters had been written, one of the letters had been written, Bipsul. According to the Rosh, you could do what? Take a razor blade and just scratch it. According to Rashba, you have to erase the entire letter and start all over again. According to Shulchan Aruch, you can just follow what the Rosh says. The Mishnah Berurah is hesitant about that. Maybe in your story you shouldn't do that. That was my challenge on that bright Monday morning to decide. So I posed the question, is there anyone, like, is there like a rabbi anywhere? Is there any sofer? Is there any guy who knows anything about Safras here who could help us? Said, not a soul. Okay, nobody was around. It was, sometimes you have to make the koiza. So I said as follows. I said, Lufiyani is daiti, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that you're allowed to erase it. Ramah is not masi, Tafel Ramah is not masi. Shtubura dug up a few acharonim, more machmir. Chumras and chumras. At times you can. What's our option? No sofer is ever going to make it to this part of Israel. Ever. No one's ever going to fix the synagogue. Trust me, if we leave here this morning and we don't use it, it's going to be in, they're going to use it for the next 50 years. The way it is, when it's puzzled, what? According to everybody. So if it is deity, we should rely on the Shulchan Aruch. And I, again, I'm not equipped to rewrite a letter in the Sefer Torah, and nobody in Kola was. I am fairly equipped enough to take out a scissors and scratch out between two letters. You don't need such a grace, a PhD in Safras for that. So Kachava, so someone gave me a scissors or something, and with trepidation, I gave a little scratch between the two letters, thereby being machshir the Sefer Torah according to the Ikar Adin, the Rosh who follows, the Shulchan follows the Rosh. But knowing full well the Sefer Torah is now possible according to Rashba, and no one will ever know about it. But it didn't scare me because no one ever know about it anyway. This has been around for the 1400s in this Moshav, and no one's ever noticed it. So kach happened. So there was a Sefer Torah sitting around in a Moshav, I will not say where, sitting in a guest house in a Moshav in the upper parts of Eretz Yisrael, that is totally on the Machlokes, the Rashba, the Rosh, of Masechta Gittin Daf Chaf, whatever Daf or Rosh, Daf Chaf, okay? So this shadow is really, really honest to goodness to happen. A few years ago, I saw a very, very strange advertisement. I saw an advertisement for my favorite activity. It's called the Pesach Program. They were having a Pesach Program on that particular Moshav. They were advertising for that. So I felt good. That was my participation in the Pesach Program. I was maxing the Sefer Torah according to the least of the problems was the Sefer Torah being posted according to the Rashi. Okay. The least of the things I had to worry about. Okay. Good. On that note, I think we can go start next week. Okay? That was Ein Yonah D'Yomah. That was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Show me that.